So, Mahilu, what does the Nisha call consist of?
Well, first, I'm glad to be here for the first time in Place Sablon because I'm the newly appointed North Shore Director for the Marine Resource Science and Technology Cluster. And we're here. I'm here because I want to meet people that are working in the fishery industry, fishermen, fish plant, and to help you guys to get more money, more. Actually, I'm really here to, you know, to meet people, to see what kind of project they have, if I can help them in any ways to get money, or just to be in contact with people of the same industry in other regions. Because I'm working also with, I have another director in Gaspésie-Les-Îles-de-la-Madeleine, and a third one in Bas-Saint-Laurent. So we are working, this team of three directors, we're working together to help the industry to get better and to find new innovation to make sure that there's a future for the fishermen and the fish plant here in Lower North Shore.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we also have here with us Vincent Calbonneau with the CRE, agent for the EcoLeader Fund.
Yeah.
So what is your organization about?
Yeah, the EcoLeader Fund, the Fonds EcoLeader, is a program that has been initiated by the Ministry of Economics and Innovation. And its objective is to support businesses that wants to adopt environmental practices or green technologies. So projects that are that reduces the environmental impact of the activities of the businesses, but also are good for their economic performance. So that's the philosophy of the Fonds EcoLeader, the EcoLeader Fund. That some projects for businesses are good for the environment, but good for the competitivity of the businesses. And it can be related to every aspect of the environmental impact. So we can look at the energy consumptions of companies, water consumption, waste management is also a big issue, especially in the region here. It can be projects related to circular economy, what Barbara explained. Usually there's a lot of innovation in there as well. And the EcoLeader Fund can finance studies, action plans, So projects with specialized firms that can help businesses. So that's usually what companies misses, like funds, also time and expertise, because especially in seasonally activities, it goes fast during the season. So there's a lot of lack of time. So I'm glad to join my colleagues here in the region to look for companies that wants to implement some projects, but also companies that have already implemented some inspiring projects and that we can communicate about what were the economic results and the environmental results of projects in order to be able to inspire other companies. So of course, in this region, there's a lot of companies in the fishing industry, but also in the small fruits industry. That's also a very innovative sector. So every company in that sector that wants to are interested in environmental practices, I'm interested to meet them.
Okay. Well, thank you all for all the information for the interview coming in to CFBS today. Once again, you heard from Barbara Molneau from Synergy 138 and the SADC Côte-Nord, Marie-Lou Vanier from the Créneau Encore, and again to Vincent Carbonel, the agent for the EcoLeader Fund. So thank you all.
Thanks to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.